This is The Daily Creative. October 7th, resignation letters. If you're doing the work that matters to you, conflict is inevitable. It may even become a part of your everyday work experience. The natural response when conflict becomes the norm is to entertain the thought of moving on. Before entertaining leaving your job, here's something you can do to clarify what's really at the heart of your frustration. Write a resignation letter, but don't deliver it. Convey all of the reasons that you need to move on, all of the frustrations that you experience, all of the ways that you feel underutilized. Talk about how disappointed you are with how things are going and how you would change things if you could. Get it off your chest. Be as personal as you'd like because no one's ever going to read it. Now, once you've written your letter, ask yourself a few questions. Number one, how much of what's in this letter could I change if I really wanted to? Number two, am I looking to my job to provide something a job cannot ultimately give me, like identity, self-worth, etc.? Number three, how much of what's in this letter is recent frustration versus old wounds that haven't healed? Number four, how much of what's in this letter have I experienced in other workplaces as well? And number five, are there any unexpected patterns I see within this letter? It's possible you will discover that there are ways to deepen your engagement in your current role instead of leaving it behind. Before considering leaving your job, first, write a resignation letter, but don't send it. You might discover ways in which you are contributing to your own frustration. Here's today's question. Do you need to write a letter to express your frustration?